This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and on this episode, I'll be talking about Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. This will be the third and final installment of the summary of the book, where I'll be distilling down the concept and main points that Ryan Holiday raises in this great book. Thanks for joining me. So, to quickly summarize, part one was about aspiration, part two was about success, and on today's final installment, I'll be talking about failure. And if you've missed the previous two episodes, just scroll up on your podcast feed and give those a listen so you'll have a good foundation for what I'll be talking about today. Failure is unique and it's relative, but the common thing we all have is that everyone has experienced failure. I guarantee you there is no one on the face of this planet that hasn't had some sort of failure at one point in time in their life. If ego is thought of as the byproduct of success, it can be fatal in times of failure. However, failure can always lead to something. One of the quotes is, "Your road to victory goes through a place called failure." Basically, if you're not failing, you're not trying hard enough at life, and you can't really get success without failing at one point or another. What you want to think about is this narcissistic injury, where your sense of self is so fragile and the notion of unfairness since it has happened to you. Just remember that failure isn't fatal unless you submit to that fatality. Ego will tell you that in times of failure that you deserved it, you weren't worth it, what you did wasn't worth it, and it'll start you to question, why did you even try to do this? You'll start excusing yourself, you'll start coming up with reasons as to why you failed in the first place, and that your ego will tell you that you were never the issue. It was always something else, somebody else's problem. It was a bad timing, bad environment. The sun didn't rise correctly that day. But all it's doing is it's adding self-injury to every injury that you experience. Every failure you experience is exacerbated by what your ego is telling you unless you keep that in check. And there's always two types of time that we have in our life. It's alive time or dead time. Basically, alive time is when people are learning, acting, and utilizing every second. Dead time is when people are passive and waiting for something to happen. And just remember that this isn't your life, it's simply a moment in your life. So you need to always remember to use it the best way you can. In every failure, there's a lesson to be learned. We can always get stuck in dead time, and that's out of your control. But how you use the time that we do have is the power that you have. Another thing to remember when you fail is that effort is enough. You need to focus on your actions and not the results. Do your best in everything you do, just because that's the right thing to do. And that in itself is the goal. You have to think of your job as your sacred duty, not the results from doing your job. You can do everything correctly and have negative results at the end of the day. If the winning is your motivation, then you'll be crushed by the results. Because even though you did all you could and nothing could have changed the losing results. Think about two teams at the Super Bowl. You can't tell me that one team isn't putting in as much effort as the other team. So they need to concentrate on the efforts that they can control, because that's all they can control, not the outcome of the game. Holiday then goes on to talk about what he likes to call fight club moments. So a lot of successful people have hit rock bottom before they become something successful, and everybody does it in their own way at some point in time. Hard things are broken by hard things. So this rock bottom that people face is almost a catalyst for change and leads to lessons to be learned and personal growth to be had. However, ego often causes a crash, and ego can stop us from climbing out of this rock bottom hole that we've hit. Because when we hit rock bottom, our fear, our loss of esteem or recognition from others, ego will tell us to do negative things. It'll tell us to take others down with us so that we don't look as bad in comparison, or think of it as an everyone else was doing it scenario, so your failure isn't as bad as it looks. However, you have to remember that hitting rock bottom can and will be part of success. You also need to draw the line. Failure can ruin your life only if it ruins your character. Quote by Marcus Aurelius. We worry about failure because we see it as a failure of us, and the sunk cost fallacy of spending time on a failing enterprise. But you have to remember that everybody fails, and you can't achieve something great unless you put in the time an effort in actually to try to achieve that. So if you're scared of failing simply because you're going to put in effort and it's going to lead to failure, then ego is stopping you from taking action that could lead to greatness. Failure, success, and work are all transient. We're always going through a period of time in each. Nothing is permanent. You're never always going to be working, you're never always going to be successful, and you're never always going to be failing. Failure is only final if you let it end you. The work is a part to be sought after. The more you do anything and everything to avoid failure, ironically, the more likely you are to run into it. Kind of that analogy of someone driving on a single lane country road, and there's a single tree on the bend, and a lot of the times people that focus on that tree are going to end up crashing into that tree. You want to pay attention on the road where you need to go, the work you need to do, rather than paying attention to what you don't want to hit, because our mind has a funny way of focusing on whatever it is that we think about. You also need to remember to maintain your own scorecard. Always remember that you're never as good as you think because you don't have it all figured out. You need to stay focused and always be better. One of the funny quotes is, "You're never as good as they say you are, but you're never as bad as they say you are either." You're not necessarily finding failure in every success because you have a higher standard of your personal definition of success. And that personal definition of success should be higher than what society would take as a sign of success. So basically, you don't want to struggle and work for what society deems as successful. So you're not working to buy that big car. You're working so that you know that yourself have put in the effort and have become a better person, and it just might so happen that that better car is an effect of that success. It's not what you're striving for. By keeping your standard of success in line with what society thinks success is too, is you're playing back into your own ego, so that when success does happen, you can be drunk on your ego in success and eventually lead back to failure, because now you're entrapped in the trappings of success and your ego is playing right into that. So the counter of this is, you don't ever want to celebrate your success. When you're successful, next step is to put your head down and continue to work as hard as you did to improve yourself and become a better person. You want to become better than you were the day before. You want to be able to beat you when you're at your best. Because ego only sees the validation. It can only see what's going well, and it never sees what's going wrong. It's almost like we have blinders onto failure, but when success happens, it's shining a light upon it that blinds out anything else that's currently happening. And again, you always want to judge yourself on your own long-term standards. That way, you're never failing, you're never falling for the hype that society showers upon short-term success and what it deems as signs of success, because that will lose in the long term. You want to remember what your goals are. You want to set up a lifetime of success. You don't want a simple win today, a quick and dirty win that's fleeting for a couple of months, even a year, even 2 years. You want to set up that lifetime where you're always grinding for more, always working for more, always striving to be a better person. A lifetime of doing that towards the end of your life, you're going to find that you've achieved a lot more than anyone could have ever thought, than you probably could have ever thought or imagined. But you have to remember that, that greed isn't the goal of this. It's not the ultimate goal. Instead, what you're looking for is self-improvement. You're inching towards discipline rather than this unfiltered disposition to get everything you possibly can. And you always have to remember, even in times of failure, always to love. There is always something that annoys us, and the more resources we have, the more ability we have to stop these things. That sounds like a good thing, but how much time and resources would you waste trying to do this, and to what end? Just because you failed because of someone else's success, are you going to go down a path of vengeance and waste your time, effort, energy trying to bring them down? Or would you rather use your time, effort, energy to improve yourself? A better way to attack is to love. And at the very least you can do is to let it go. Don't be consumed by hatred and vengeance. It just leads back to wasting effort and time and feeding into your ego. Ego will tell you it wasn't your fault. However, it was your fault because you didn't beat them. Hate at any point is a cancer, and that eats away at the very center of your life and existence. It erodes away the best in the objective center of your life. Kind of think about these people that you observe around you, who's happy, who's vengeful, and you'll see that most people that carry vengeance have this weight on their shoulders. They're not exactly enjoying life. They're not celebrating the moment. They're consumed in this hatred of somebody else. And it's generally not one thing. If you take a notice, they're generally hateful, not like strongly hateful, but hateful towards other things. Nothing is ever happy for them. They can never celebrate anybody else's success, because by other people succeeding, it's almost a zero-sum game, that their win is, other people's wins are their losses. And you ask yourselves, how often has hate ever achieved anything? It doesn't accomplish anything creative, constructive, grand. It's always destructive, it's cancerous, it's never good. And all it's doing is making you live in the past. When you're hating on something, you're living in the past, something that's already happened. And an obsession with your past hurts. You can never let go. It's ego embodied, if any, to say it in other words. Because everyone else has moved on, but your ego will tell you you can't move on. And why this is so terrible is because that you can't conceive that anyone would do anything to hurt us. Hate stops us from doing anything else, because we're not moving forward or being productive or being happy. That hate is consuming us, keeping us in the past and not letting us move forward to bigger and greater things, even just simple happiness. And for all that comes next, ego is the enemy. So that's kind of the three parts of ego is the enemy summed up. There's a little epilogue that has some cool little points to wrap up and to think about as you move forward. And trying to implement these concepts and mind frames into your own thought patterns. It's very hard and uncomfortable to do self-analysis, to sit down and just think about what you do, how you think, and actually delve deeply into your own subconscious. And this isn't a listen to this once and it'll be great. You kind of have to keep these thoughts and mindsets in your head, because as the book has said, no one is perfect. It's always a struggle to work harder. Just like you must sweep your floors every day, you can't sweep your floors once and then you'll never have to sweep them again. That isn't the path to small incremental steps to greatness. Ambitious people have great expectations of themselves. The problem is that when ego joins you for the journey, these goals and productivity get derailed. So we must focus within. We shouldn't worry about what other people are doing. But you also have to keep that in mind, that this concept of karmic justice, this poetic notion that bad people doing bad things will get bad results in a grand show of vengeance from the universe. But in reality, what happens is it's a slow demise that ultimately consumes the people who live in an egotistic way. It's not that they get their comeuppance, it's that they're living in this constant state of bad mindsets and consuming ego thought patterns. And so you just want to remember just to stay on your own path, and it's good to want and to be better and to do great things. Greed isn't the problem. It's when ego takes... Well, we're not talking about greed, we're talking about ego. So just because you want to do more doesn't mean you're greedy, but ego will tell you that you are. So you want to perfect the personal. And generally, you want to focus on three things. You want to improve your self-discipline. You want to work on always being satisfied with what you have. And most importantly, you want to reduce your negative thoughts. Being able to work on these three things, you'll generally lead to being better in other aspects of your life. However, being better in other aspects of your life won't necessarily flow back into these three things. By working on these three things, it gives you some targets to work for and something to focus on. And remember, it's always put the work first, put the effort on a pedestal, and work as hard as you possibly can. So that'll bring an end to the three-part series of Ego is the Enemy. I think moving forward, I'm going to break down the books. I enter it into more parts similar to this one to kind of find some good breaking points in them so that we can delve a little deeper into the summaries of these books and while still keeping the podcast short and easily consumable. So that's all I have for today. So go out and listen to the other two episodes if you haven't already listened to those. And definitely go out and either grab a copy of Ego is the Enemy or download the Audible of Ego is the Enemy. Listen to it, read it. I've listened to it twice already, and I'm still learning from it. So I definitely say read it, learn from it, absorb it, and definitely use it. This has been Selwyn on the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learn today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.